You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Yakub, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I was wondering if you could do a review slash analysis of the new Amazon Prime show called Mammals, starring James Corden. It's about a chef who discovers some inconvenient truths about his wife. The series contains events and dialogue I think some in the red pill space might find interesting. Thank you and salute. Well, Yakub, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. There are spoilers ahead, so if people want to watch the series first, they should. The series starts off with Jamie, played by James Corden, and he's about to have a baby with his much more attractive wife, Amandine. From our perspective, it's their second kid, and at least she wants to have more than one, because we know that women typically have one anchor baby and stop there. He's also in the process of opening up his new restaurant, and he's a professional chef in the process of applying for a Michelin star. After she loses the baby, she decides to quit her job, making life super stressful for him, because he's got to open that restaurant, and then she runs off to find herself. Jamie also gets suspicious of her violin instructor, and he also discovers that she's been cheating on him with a whole smorgasbord of three schlongs, mostly men of color. But he still won't leave her at first because he's a simp in love. Most of the guys that she's cheating on him with also have relationships, so that provides the perfect cover story if he asks. But he doesn't have to ask. We see him watching clips on screen where other men are giving it to his wife. This instantly made me think of Jack the Cuck Murphy for some reason. Amandine also appears to be using him as a beta box because she's probably betting that his restaurant will do great. And she can boink exotic boys in the UK without Jamie finding out. He confronts one of the guys she's banging, thinking that he's the only one, and tells him to stay away from his wife and uses one name but finds out he has another. That's when he realizes that she's sleeping with multiple men. He tells the guy that if he doesn't stop, he'll rat him out to his wife. Those three guys she's banging, their names are Jason, Dave, and Paul, and probably many more. It makes you question if that kid she lost was actually his in the first place, and he was about to get cucked, but luckily she lost it. So Jamie has his restaurant opening and he makes a speech in front of everyone and tells everyone, including Amandine, that the restaurant isn't fucking three other men behind his back. He says, "I love you," and then walks away. It's a smart move because he embarrasses her in front of everyone, and she can't explode in rage and make a scene. But she seems oddly calm and cool and collected. And that should be your first guess that all is not as it seems. I was honestly thinking that he didn't actually have it in him to do something like that. I was a bit shocked to see it happen. I thought he would concede to being a cuck forever. That takes us through the first half of the six episodes. I'll discuss the second half in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to Jamie the Cuck grows a spine and embarrasses his wife in front of her entire family and friends' Clown World show. Before he told her he knows, he went to therapy with her, and as he was leaving, the therapist asks him if sometimes he was worried that he's not good enough for her. Even she recognizes the mismatch in sexual marketplace value. Men don't date down when it comes to looks, and women don't date down when it comes to looks either. Unless, of course, it comes down to control. You're more likely to control a woman that looks like a troll if you're a good-looking man, and a woman is more likely to be able to control a fat dude that's loaded. It's all about limiting the options for monkey branching. While Jamie was finding out about the cheating, he also found out that Amandine inherited a violin from her grandfather that's worth $60,000, and she says that they should have insured it. One night she goes out to a concert, and when she gets back, the violin and his PlayStation are gone. He, of course, destroyed the violin because he was pissed off about her cheating, and then told the police it was a burglary to cover his tracks. Maybe even saying it was a burglary because he was trying to turn her against her music instructor. If I were him, I'd just pawn it off and use the money for the restaurant and turn her against her music teacher in the process. He's a man that calls her Ami instead of Amandine, her full name. It also pisses off Jamie that he uses a pet name. In Mammals, there's also the story surrounding Jamie's best friend that's involved with his unattractive post-wall sister that works in an antique store. She looks older than Jeff, and she calls him a Muppet. In America, a Muppet is Kermit the Frog. But in the UK, it's a person that's incompetent, dim-witted, or incapable of independent thoughts. They're brainless, like the literal piece of fabric and foam that make up Kermit. She's portrayed as a strong, independent woman because she's got passion for fashion and is obsessed with Coco Chanel. In an ideal world, she would have ended up with a guy like Jamie instead of his best friend Jeff, because they'd be more like a couple. But her name is Lou, and she's Jamie's sister, and she's lower sexual marketplace and a bookworm and a handy person that can fix things like MacGyver can. At this point in the story, we head back 7 years in time, and Amandine is actually involved with a man named Jack. He's the son of a billionaire tech entrepreneur, and she meets Jamie, and he's a lower-level chef on his...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Private yacht in the Mediterranean. The first time they meet, he farts in the elevator and then apologizes and says it's him. There were weird paintings of Tom Jones in the yacht as well. The first episode also had a weird guest appearance from Tom Jones too. And all I can think of was, what's the point of all that? Maybe James Corden and Tom Jones are friends in real life, so that's why he's in it. When Amandine and Jamie meet for the first time, she asks him for a drink. He's nervous and insecure. Jack is her fiancé and Jamie works for Lucien, the main chef on the boat. Amandine cheats on Jack with Jamie, but we learn that Jack cheated on her first. But as far as I'm concerned, any relationship that starts with the cheating and breakup of another one is usually doomed to fail. Jamie gets fired as the chef on the ship and hands her his number. He heads home and he gets in bed with his partner. He's with a woman named Gail, and he wants to be with her because he loves her. But he ends up cheating on her with Amandine and running away with her. He's doing the exact same thing, only worse. For the first half of the film, we're led to believe that Jamie is innocent and sweet. But he's a cheater and tries to take a billionaire's babe and does it successfully. She believes that things are meant to be because she receives a sign when a whale jumps out of the water right in front of them. And then they basically play Scrabble and she's able to spell out the words from the deep or something like that. What she's believing in is artificial synchronicity. So she leaves the billionaire but still has her meat hooks in him because she's pregnant with his baby. So she cucks Jamie into raising a billionaire's baby. Ladies and gentlemen, the cuck of the century has landed. So that baby earlier in the episodes that she lost is actually another anchor baby. I can see why women would like this story because it's full of drama and dozens of twists and turns. Then we flash forward to the present and she's talking with a therapist. She keeps the billionaire's baby, no doubt, getting some child support from it. I guess now we know why the show doesn't really focus on Jamie and Amandine's relationship with their daughter Greta. Once Jamie finds out that she's cheating, he leaves and heads to live with Jeff and his family. His sister. I kept thinking that he's going to get together with that weathered old bookworm, but somewhere near the end we realize that she's actually his sister. Jack the billionaire also shows up and tells Jamie to get things together for the sake of his daughter. Jamie the cuck needs to be responsible for another man's kid, and he accepts the challenge as he's shamed to do so. At this point we learn that Jeff isn't some moronic Muppet either. but that he's actually a professor that studies the pair bonding behavior of mammals. He says that only 3-5% of mammals have lifelong pair bonds. One of them, for example, is the prairie dog. According to him, this is because oxytocin receptors are in greater quantities in the brain in these types of animals, so their love lasts. This, of course, creates a disadvantage genetically because it leads to less adaptation and reproduction. He says that alcohol will also cause the receptors to not function as well and led many of the prairie dogs to become promiscuous as a result. Then the image cuts to a scene of people in a nightclub. I thought that was enlightening. Lou, Jamie's sister, has a fantasy where she steals Coco Chanel's lover back in the 1920s. I couldn't figure out why this is even in the series. It didn't push the story forward at all. As for Amandine, the therapist tells her that she got caught. She then asks the therapist, "What makes you think I got caught?" So did she stage a fake cheating encounter to see how Jamie would react? We don't know. Jamie suspects that Amandine cheated with his best friend, Jeff, and she confirms this. She also tells him that the baby she lost was his. Yes, of course, because she needed that anchor baby as his restaurant dream was going to succeed. And child support would have been better from two men. But once the baby dies, this threw off her plans, so she started showing her true colors and discontent. She asked Jamie if he was curious about why she cheated in the first place. She says she felt bad doing it with Jamie's best friend, but then tries to justify cheating, saying that it's only sex, and says that faithful people sneak off and masturbate over somebody else. Faithful physically, yes, but not mentally. She also tells him that you didn't catch me. She caught him first. She then shows him a video of him with some random woman on a balcony, and he looks absolutely shocked. She runs off after that, and then at the very end, a giant blue whale drops from the sky in the middle of the street. She winks as she gets into a cab and leaves. All I could think about at this point was, there's no way a woman would actually be able to keep a secret that big for over 1 year. She would have spread that gossip out everywhere before then. I'm thinking she hatched her diabolical scheme to trap him with a baby of his own and then leave. It's also shown to the audience that she loves Jamie more than he loves her because she only cheated on him after she found out about his cheating first. So the story ends with her being the victim instead of the other way around. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Yakub for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Amandine was smashing immigrants coming into England to get back at Jamie. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the TV shows where the male character is written like the female character in the 1950s and the female character is written like a man from the 1950s as well away. So enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.